Good morning. We're continuing with Hayodim, Klal, Nundalit, and we're starting Simen Yud. The Hayodim now turns his attention to the issue of taking something that is bread already, and what steps, which if done to the bread, remove its status of being bread. So we could arguably say that once it's bread, it's always bread. So to some extent, that is true. But there are things which we can do which will remove its downgraded from being bread. It's always going to be mizonos because it's still a flour and based food. It's something which is based on mosin. But it's not bread anymore. And therefore, if it's not bread anymore, no matter how much one consumes, it's not even possible bakistan. It's not bread. So no matter how much one would consume at that point in time, the bracha is going to remain mazonos, and the bracha achron will be ala michya. So the Chayotim addresses a few possibilities. So the Gemara actually talks about, what about if a person would just take bread and grind it up, breadcrumbs, matzah mel? So that we pass, and that's still considered bread, even though the pieces are very small, they're minute, but the bracha still is hamotzi, and the bracha achron is benching. However, if you do things which would change the bread, possibly by cooking, by soaking, by mashing it together with other things, it still becomes a different type of a thing. So that will lose its status of bread. But a kezayis, due to its chashivas of its size, these things aren't effective and it remains bread. The Chayyam says like this, Pirurei lechem, shema kol pirur kezayis. You have crumbs, which none of them are the size of a kezayis. Shebishlan, and then you have to cook them. Avabishadayin aleim teralachim, even though they still look like bread. So, but they're not bread anymore. Now, he says, what about, so I said, it's only if they're less than a kezayis. So he says, so this is a parenthetical question. What about if the piece was less than a kezayis, but the cooking allowed it to absorb some water, and it expanded and it looks like a kezayis. Or, alternatively, the cooking process caused a few pieces to bind together, and now it's a kezayis. Says that doesn't count. That's not a kezayis. Vav shenofku al yirei abishol. Or shenidbeku yachad al yirei abishol. Achenasim mikol pirur kezayis. It expanded due to the cooking, and now it's a kezayis. Or, alternatively, there's a few items bonded together and became a kezayis. But since it wasn't a kezayis to start with, and it's been cooked, so the bracha is mazonos, no matter how much you eat, even a person ate kedei sviya, there's no dinner benching on it. It's not bread anymore. But uvad shlo yia shum pirur shiyia kezayis kadam abishol. But it's all referring to that there was not any one piece which was a kezayis to start with, and it's still a kezayis. It didn't fall apart through the cooking process. So it was a kezayis, it is a kezayis. So that there the bracha is a motzi, and once you make a bracha of a motzi on that one, the other ones do not require any bracha. They're going to be tuffel to it and included in the hamotzi that you said at the beginning. So therefore, so the Chayyam introduces this idea that through Bishul it loses its status of hamotzi, assuming that the pieces are less than a kezayis. I want to point out that this is only if you did Bishul. So it means Bishul means that it's been put in a kli rishon, which is even if it's on the fire or off the fire, but it's a klirishon, which is yatzel et esbo, so that cooks it. If you do iri klirishon, you just pour from a klirishon onto it, it only affects kedei klipos. It means the inner part of it has not been cooked in halacha, and it remains bread. So if it remains bread, even a piece of bread which is less than a kezayis, if it's plain bread, you have to make a motzi. So if the inner part remains bread, you still have to make a motzi on the item. And in a klisheni, it's not considered bishul. The other processes might apply to it, but bishul will not apply to it. Okay, so that's one example. The Chayyarim is going to move on to, in the next simonim, other examples as well. Meanwhile, have a good day.